Good thoughts from Vision's daily devotion, the word for today.
Psalm 41, verse 1. Blessed is he who considers the poor. The Lord will deliver him in time of trouble. The word for today is about having a heart for others. On the 18th of December 1933, a curious ad appeared in a Canton, Ohio newspaper in the US. It said, "Man felt depression sting to help 75 unfortunate families. Anonymous giver known only as B. Verdot posts $750 to spread Christmas cheer." All the reader had to do was describe their plight in a letter and mail it care of General Delivery. The appeals poured in. Oddly, no one knew a B. Verdot, and the people wondered if such a person even existed. Then, within a week, checks began arriving in homes all over the area. Most were modest, about $5, and all were signed B. Verdot. Throughout the ensuing years, as the story was told, the identity of the philanthropist remained unknown. Then in 2008, long after his death, his grandson opened a tattered black suitcase collecting dust in his parents' attic. That's when they found the letters dated December 1933, along with 150 cancelled checks. It turns out that B. Verdot was really Samuel J. Stone, and the pseudonym was the hybrid of Barbara, Virginia, and Dorothy, the names of his daughters. Interestingly, there was nothing privileged about Sam Stone. He was 15 when his family emigrated from Romania and settled in a Pittsburgh ghetto. Sam's father hid his shoes so he couldn't go to school, forcing him and his six siblings to roll cigars in the attic. Eventually, Sam left home to work on a barge and then in a coal mine. By the time the Great Depression hit, he owned a small chain of clothing stores and he lived in relative comfort. Nevertheless, he had a heart for others, and his actions proved it. Can that be said about you? Having a heart for others. That's Vision's Word for Today.
The Word for Today, Australia's most widely read daily devotion. Read it, share it, or subscribe. Free at vision.org.au or in the Vision app. Just another way Vision is helping you look to God daily.